This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The union cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terrorist incident involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2-minute silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero terrorism, tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Loknayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at 10 locations across 5 states in an Al-Qaeda Gujarat terror conspiracy case involving illegal Bangladeshi immigrants. The NIA teams yesterday conducted searches at premises linked with the various suspects and their associates at the selected locations in the states of West Bengal, Tripura, Meghalaya, Haryana and Gujarat. According to the NIA, investigations in the case so far have revealed that 4 Bangladeshi nationals had illegally infiltrated into India using forged Indian identity documents. Union Cabinet has approved introduction of credit guarantee scheme for exporters CGSE for providing 100% credit guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited, NCGTC, to member lending institutions, MLIs, for extending additional credit facilities up to 20,000 crore rupees to eligible exporters, including MSMEs. Briefing media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the scheme shall provide additional credit support by MLIs to the eligible exporters, including MSMEs. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of the bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. Our correspondent reports that presidents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into the quarantine facility near Gaborone. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. Following the bilateral talks between the two leaders yesterday, MOU on healthcare and pharmaceuticals was signed. Today, President Murmu is also scheduled to interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana before concluding her visit. The Election Commission has informed that 37 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2 on 4th of this month. It is 70% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. Maximum of over 10 crore 80 lakh forms have been handed over in Uttar Pradesh. Over 6.8 crore forms have been given in West Bengal. In the second phase, the ECI has launched SIR in 9 states and 3 union territories. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahe today. The IMD informed that the cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over East Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan till Saturday. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. At the Asian Archery Championships in Dhaka, India secured 2 more medals yesterday on the final day of eliminations. Abhishek Verma and Deepshikha reached the compound mixed team of final after defeating Kazakhstan and will face host Bangladesh for gold today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.